serving a living God. His name is Jesus Christ. He died and whatever it is just one method, and that method is life, that he died. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Whether he stole, whether he killed, whether he destroyed, is one particular method. That method is the life. He came to give life. In whatever area that the enemy had challenged you, it doesn't matter. By the reason of his blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary, you will walk out of this building whole. You will walk out of this building whole. You will walk out of this building whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is not a parrot. God has spoken. Your duty is to align to what he said. He has spoken. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am speaking to us this evening on Leviticus 12, 11 to 17. Leviticus 17, 11 to 12. Leviticus, Kariabas Kandaya Kata Brokutu, Makasha Karabakuria Baskanda. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. If you came with your Bible, underline it. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. If you came with your Bible, underline souls. The atonement is for the soul, not for your spirit. The atonement is for the soul, not your body. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore, I say to the children of Israel, I say to Puemites, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Praise the Lord. I'm speaking on the topic that I titled, Life in the Blood. Life in the Blood. Yagarabagaza brokoshim barakata. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Morokoshima kata kata kata. I want to let us know that God has a lot of names. In that name, you see Jehovah Jireh. Jireh means the God, my provider. You see Jehovah Nissi, my banner. Jehovah Sikeno, my righteousness. Jehovah Omini Omini. Put your own. Omini Po, Omini Science, Omini Wonderful, Omini Excellent God. The full supply of everything is in his name. All that he carries, every bit of power, every bit of dominion, every bit of authority, every bit of provision is where? In his name. Therefore, we carry the covenant because of the blood. We are covenanted with that name by the blood. You know, whenever there is covenant, there will be blood. So, the blood of Jesus now yoked us into that name. And what is in that name is power, provision, authority, dominion. So, by the blood of Jesus, he yoked us in his name. Praise the Lord. Because he wants a family. Are you yoked in his name? The name is not a person. The name is a place. The name is an office. Praise the Lord. When God gave us his name, he gave us authority. He gave us dominion. He gave us provision. Name whatsoever that you are looking for, by the blood you have been yoked in that office. And it's also by the blood that you withdraw from it. Praise the Lord. In the blood dwells the soul. Leviticus 17:11. There is what is called spirit, soul, and the body. Why is it that is the soul, the blood is in the soul? Because the soul is what made you who you are. You can lose anything and survive, but when you lose blood, what will happen? You will die. The blood is what made you who you are. Whenever you lose blood, you lose life. That is why the Bible says that the life of any living thing is where? In the blood. And I'm telling you that that blood is what is called soul. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for what? For your soul. So, what is in the soul of man? brethren, if you understand this thing, whatever that is happening to you, whether it's cancer, whether it's HIV, whether it's arthritis, whether organ diseases of a, whether it's BP, whether it's diabetes, you will walk out. And I decree, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the resurrected Christ, Father, you gave me this message. I pray that as you embrace this message, you walk out of any predicament, including poverty. You walk out. Maya kata 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 kata. Marakasha kata kata. Who you really are is in your soul. Because your soul is your life. I am going to give you the technology of what Christ did in the cross of Calvary that we have not been maximizing. Because when revelation comes, deliverance will come. It's not, you can speak in tongue like 6 hours, 10 hours. When you don't know what you are saying, you pray amiss. But you can catch revelation of what God is saying. You pray for 5 minutes, you get your result. Is it true? Yes. The life of any living thing is where? In the soul. And that soul is the blood. What is in your soul? Number one, feelings. It's in your soul that we see feelings. It's in your soul that we see emotions. It's in your soul that we see choices. It's in your soul that you make choices. It's in your soul that you see will. It's in your soul that you see mind. And it is in your soul that you see imagination. And this is what made you who you are. So when Jesus died and resurrected, this blood that he carries, he now made provision for it for me and you. So, if you are a child of God, and God have not captured your choices, your imagination, your feelings, your emotion, your mind, and your will, Jesus have not really captured your soul. Praise the Lord. Because when Jesus gives his life, that life he gave to you is that he carried all this feeling. You cannot feel like Jesus. You cannot have emotion like Jesus. You cannot choose like Jesus. You don't have will like Jesus. Something is wrong with your soul. Praise the Lord. What does the blood do in that our soul? What do we expect the blood to do in our soul? The blood of Jesus. Because we are going to, you know, Christian faith, that is how our own faith is. By the faith of Jesus Christ, not even you. In Galatians 2:20, can we look at it? By the faith of Christ, not your own. What will the blood of Jesus do? What are your expectations? What do you expect the blood to do? Praise the Lord. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by who? By faith in the Son of God. The life I'm now living does not come from my faith, but by the faith Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I have been reading this passage, but I never understood it this way until this season. I began to scream. It is by the faith of the Son of God, not your own faith. Do you know what it means to live by the faith of Jesus? So, what does the blood do for us? Number one, the blood has cleansing power. It has what? Cleansing power. I want to let you know what you are about to partake in. In this kingdom, it will look like it's not, but that is what it is. If you are a child of God and you believe with your hand, you can place a demand on this blood I'm going to take. Look at what you are going to do in my life and face it and have it. Hebrews 13, 20 to 21. The blood cleanses our sin. It cleanses every record of sin. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, do what? 21. Make you how? Complete in every good work. To do what? To do his will. Working in you what is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be all glory forever and ever. When you partake the blood, not just it will clean the sin, but even the records. There is one inscription. When the devil reminds you your past, remind the devil the cross. When the devil reminds you your past, so you just want to go to the presence of God and ask for this thing, this big thing. You better go and ask for small thing so that God will even give it to you. If the devil reminds you of that, remind the devil of where? Cross of Calvary. It doesn't matter how big. It doesn't matter how small. The reason for shedding the blood, number one, is for the remission of sin. What are those things that the devil is using to taunt you? It's for the remission of sin. That is why the Bible says in Romans 8:11, is the power that the Spirit that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead is in you. What will it do? It will weaken your mortal body. If your mortal body is not quickened, then query if that Spirit is in you. Or is it that the Spirit is in you and the Spirit have not been activated? Under the influence of my voice this evening, may that Spirit be activated. May that Spirit be activated. May that Spirit be activated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Another one. The blood cleanses our conscience. It's in the same Hebrews 10:19-20. The blood cleanses our conscience. The blood cleanses our conscience. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest, by how? By blood of Jesus. 20. By a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh. When you have dead conscience, at times you find it difficult to go to the throne. When your conscience is dead, you cannot approach his throne. The reason why the blood was shed is so that your conscience will be clean. When Jesus cleans your conscience, that is when whatsoever that touches God touches you. That is when you can boldly represent God or earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The duty of the blood is to cleanse you from every dead and filthy conscience. There are some things you see people do. You say, do you even have conscience? Living conscience. Your conscience will be so alive. There are some things you can never do. Why? Your conscience. There are some people that will make money even if it means killing their father or mother. When your conscience is alive, there are some things you never do. You met a small girl, the school fees. You will not do 419 to collect the school fees, to collect everything that person. You don't have conscience. Those that are stealing, you know that this person is even struggling to eat. You will take everything. What of bribe? And then they will tell you to pay cash so that there will not be trace. Man, we may not trace it. What of God? When your conscience is alive, there are some things you cannot do. I remember many years ago, I was doing business. I was supplying vegetable. And one day, we make the supply and have like 2,000, 3,000, highest 5,000 naira gain. And the time came around August, tomato would be very, very costly. And I was selling and losing. I was supplying and losing, praying so that they can go for market survey and put more money. My opponent left the business, but I just continue to be faithful. So when they now went for market review and survey, they decided to add money according to the price of tomato or other vegetable by that time. It's not perishable. It was not up to 2 weeks. Tomato crashed to like zero. So when I now supply a basket of tomato, I'll be getting 34,000. Huh. I did it. I told my husband say, "Na God they may pay goes." But my conscience could not continue. I went to them. I went to the management. I said, "I hope you people know na tomato had to go." My husband said, "Okwifi we go get noka." Do you know my problem? My conscience. I told them, and then I told me, what of those days you were losing? At least gain small. We know that by this time, tomato will be cheaper. I was now happy and free. Do you understand? What was happening to me was my conscience. It's a company, I know. You can make more, but my conscience could not permit me. Have you ever seen, maybe because you have an advantage over somebody, and that person, there are some things that people will give you, you won't take. For conscience sake, if your conscience is living, there are things you can't do. There are things you can't do because of your conscience. It may be personal. If I begin to tell you my story, you will show. But that is me. The There are some people that will come January, I'm sowing my first fruit. I will pray. I will add money and pay back. Because I know that person wants to obey God. How will that person survive for the next month? She wants to obey God. And God will see that that obedience is complete. God will still bless that person. It's not everything that you eat. Kneel down, let me pray for you. I will pray, I will gather more, I will add it. I say, I'm encouraging you. God have accepted it. Conscience. If your conscience is living, there are things you cannot do. There are things you cannot do. I will never choose. I will never say sorry to you. You have a dead conscience. Even if I will not pray in the night for this thing you do, I will never forgive you. Your conscience is dead. If your conscience is alive, you won't even wait for Holy Spirit to remind you to say sorry. More quenching, go away quenching. Then you are preparing for which heaven? That is what the blood does. Have you ever seen where somebody offended you? Eh? It's written boldly that the person offended you. And you are angry. And God now say, forgive. Number one. Number one is to forgive. Forgive. Never you talk about it. Somebody say, dealing. Somebody say dealing. If God is not dealing with you like that, grow, you are still an amateur. The person offended you. And the pride could not allow that person to say sorry. And you, God said, forgive. You are forgiven. And God said, don't even discuss, especially if it's your husband. You will tell that person tomorrow, today. But God said, I don't want you to talk. Somebody say, dealing. That's what the blood does. The blood that's in Kucheche God. Kucheche God, no begin. Kiwebo mommy G.O. Jesus knew that you'll be offended when your conscience is living. Eh? There are some things you will do at night. In fact, 3 days you have not prayed. So it doesn't happen to you. It happens to me. My name is Nkechi Tony. I'm not Holy Spirit Nkechi. I'm not Jesus Christ Nkechi. I am Nkechi Tony, full flesh. Ibemo manaka kita ifo bara. Because human being can. You offended me. In a keep low again. I want my. And Ogu for that, I tell my husband. Achon me no ro wom. On simu ke. Ichon li no ro wogin. Say, eh. Oche ni no ro wom, but that day I pass. Tomorrow I pass. On simu wom, we be join nudi. You no ro wogin. On man walk no na. In the next 1 week, I can know room. It won't work. It won't work. At times, I will run to prayer camp. The next day, Orlando, oh, wait, she yes, for you. Brethren, you have to maximize the suffering of Christ. Let his suffering not be in vain in your life. Receive a clean conscience. Receive a living conscience. In the mighty name of Jesus. And to go on and make it a matter. We go clean conscience. Have boundary. Don't because that person is not talking. God himself, when he start dealing with you, your second name will be sorry. Because God the Makwaku Gwalu. Ihe anyị ma unu erewọta, whether good or bad, ihe anyị ma unu God bụ erewọta. Ọ maka ụgwọ. Ọ dị ejikwe mmadụ ụgwọ. Ọ depende kwa ụgwọ o ji. Am I talking to us? Why is it that the blood bụ na soul ka ọ dị? Because in that soul is your emotion. You don't control your emotion, igbu ọchụ. You don't control your emotion, you commit murder. You don't control your choices. What are you choosing? What is just good for you? It's like a woman. You are working. A working class lady. Your salary is 200. But you need to go to a wedding and you decided to use 120 to buy clothes. Your choice is wrong. You are selfish and you have 4 children. How will those children feed for the next 1 month? You just want to satisfy your, pamper your ego, massage your ego. What choices are you making? Is in the soul. Is that what Jesus will choose? What of where? What of your imagination? What are you imagining in your heart? Rabaka sokotokoto. What does the blood do? Number 3. The blood ushers us into the presence of God. Hebrews 10:19-20, specifically. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter where? The holiest by the blood of Jesus. You know that there is the outer court. There is the inner court. And there is what? Holy of holy. That is what he's referring to. In that holy of holy is where you will see God. Is the blood that will usher you there. When you embrace the blood of Jesus, it will usher you to the Holy of Holies. It will usher you to the presence of God. There are some people that have not experienced the presence of God because they have not maximized the power in the blood. Praise the Lord. Number 4. The blood gives life. Baraka Shakata. John 6:53-56. No Jesus, no life. I tell you. No Jesus, no life. I say, no Jesus, no life. No Jesus, no life. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not do what? You have no life in you. Why? Because that life is the soul. And what the blood handles is your soul. Is it not? Is it not true? According to Leviticus 17. So, if 53, where we started. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, do you have life? 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. 55. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Praise the Lord. Maybe the devil has been threatening your life, but not anymore. Because By the time you take this blunt this evening, life is restored. Life is restored. Life is restored. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Life is restored. Marakashakantakantakanta. The blood releases resurrection power in us. Revelation 12:11. The blood releases resurrection power. All those conquering the devil that Jesus did at the cross of Calvary. Eh? When you come in contact with the blood, he releases that power to you. You know, he dealt with the devil. Are you aware? You know, I love Apostle Creed. On the third, he descended into hell. When he descended into hell, what happened is that he went to the devil to collect that key. Key of life, hell, Hades. He collected the key from him and came out on the third day. So, and that is resurrection power. When you come in contact with that blood, there will be a release of resurrection power. And when there is resurrection power, what will happen? You will become a tormentor to the demons, to the devil and his agent. That's why the Bible said that in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, what happened? He has given us authority to do what? To tread on serpents and the scorpions. And all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. Why? Say resurrection power. You can't have that power. And the devil will not come in the night to press you. And the devil will not feed you. And the devil will not inject diseases on you. Then you didn't know what Jesus did. Then it may be happening before now. But under the influence of my voice this evening, that era is over. That era is over. That era is over. In the mighty name of Jesus. What do they see? They see judgment. Oh my God. Do I tell you what happens in the realm of the spirit? When you come in the realm of the spirit, eh? In that realm, I didn't say heaven. Heaven is different from the realm of the spirit. If you leave this earth now, you will enter the realm of the spirit. In this realm, you will see witches. You will see occult. You will see Hindu. You will see Bindu. You will see all manner. All those people that are very good in abstract travel. It's only Christians that don't know that they have such rights. When you come there, do you know how you mark Christians? Do you know how I know Christians? Light. What is that light? It's not your electric light. It's not rechargeable. It's the word of God. When you see a Christian, you will know by the light in that Christian's life. And that is also how the devil knows you. When the devil wants to attack you, the very first thing that devil will check is light in your life. And how does that life shine? Revelation. You can be more than what you know. It's revelation. Assuming this particular passage you read, you have the revelation of it. That you have given you authority to tread on serpent, to tread on scorpion, and every power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means. Any means is any means. If you are flying in the air, you are safe. If you are in the sea, you are safe. If you are on the earth, you are safe. The devil cannot touch you and land you in their kingdom to attack, to inflict you. Why? There is a light that is a zooming from your life. So when they see that fire, they see judgment. The devil cannot, you see, this one knows what he's doing. Before, at times, if I'm traveling, they will come and hinder me. They will come and hinder me until I began to study and know exactly what God is has given me. Now, in fact, before, angels will just come and tap me. We move. Now, God, I stayed with God until I know how to move. You don't know that it's possible. I will teach you now. Witchcraft, we went Christcraft. Also, how am I case efe? I ain't chagan efe. If you met to move by mistake, efe by correction and kill you. That is it. That is the life I want to live. I don't know about you. I stayed with God before I will come out from my body. I will be, hey, I hope I will come back. I will go and come back. God is saying, whatever he creates is once. He can teach you by sovereignty. Maybe through prayer and passing, you entered into it. But when you stay with God, you not learn how to do. Every day you are teaching your child, look at, put your hand, put your leg, he will put it tomorrow. The child is not learning how to put the hand and leg on his own. What you will tell that child? Wait, they do. You were drinking milk, but at times, when you grow, will you still be drinking milk? Even a small child that they give birth to, after 6 months, a milk cannot sustain that child. Is it only milk you have been drinking? He begin at opopo, na cho demaro umi opopo, he cannot meet. Praise the Lord. You will now stay with God and know how to do it. He sent angels. Say every day, I send three angels. Then your neighbor. It's time to grow. It's time to maximize the resurrection power that was freely given to us. You can travel and release those that are in the prison. Imaha. Hey. I am Biagokwa. We day. Our Christ craft. We will do it well. Anything they want, let them talk. When they are bewitching you, did you talk? Now that you are dealing with them under Christ, they want to talk. Let them talk. It's possible to be here. And there is an emergency in Lagos. God has said, I am sending you to Lagos. Go and recover that sister, that brother. Is she now who can move? I've seen it too. I've gone to some people's house here. And when I'll be telling them what they were doing when I came, had this surprise. But then I can now. You touch me by mistake. Kill. Praise the Lord. Sorry. Did I go off point? You know, the devil, when you are under the blood, the devil cannot touch you. You remain untouchable. Gives us access to the name. The name of Jesus and the blood acts like a banner. access to the name. Do you know what it means? What it looks like, that is not what it means. Like Pitamba. Not Pitamba as a person, but Pitamba as governor of Enugu State. That there is a button you will press. It will give you access to speak as Pitamba. Do you know what it means? Then this one is not Pitamba. This one is Obadabada of the whole universe. The blood gave us access into his name. That name is an office. And the name is, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, what will happen? He says some knee. It's some knee. Every. Or your name, those things that you want to bow this evening. Name it. And that name, you high blood pressure, you diabetes, you poverty, you wretchedness, you lack, you disfavor, you rejection, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, bow! Carry a mask on the yikiti. Yakarakata brokosum brokutsu brokutu. When the name and the blood become a banner over you, it keeps the devil very far. It keeps the devil very far. Then, how do I assess all this? Faith. By faith. Remember Galatians 2:20. Faith of what? Faith in the Son of God. By faith. Just believe. Do you know what is belief? Belief is imagination. As you are holding that blood, believe that every battle in your life is over. Believe that every sickness in your life is over. Believe that whatsoever the Lord God did not plant in your life is so. It's just belief. God did not say act. God said believe. Believe what you are taking. You are not just taking it. Mommy is in a tab. No, I'm telling you what happens when you take it. I'm telling you that as you are taking it, you are yoking yourself with the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. If you don't know this, you don't need to celebrate Easter. There was no need for it. This is the reason why he shed his blood. So that all this teaching will become your benefit, your profit. Can we bring out the blood in this atmosphere? And as you collect it, begin to blow in tongue. Close your eyes and visualize what you want. Is that fibroid is melting today? That sugar in my blood is flushing out. I tell you, by next Thursday, there will not be time enough to accommodate testimonies. I tell you, this is what I am too sure what God told me. Do you know, by the blood, the devil can hands off in your business. By the blood, all those roadblocks, the devil will hands off and there will be free road. By the blood. By the blood. Yagarabaka subruko shimbrakata. I want you to begin to pray. Begin to speak in tongues. Reboko shima kata kata kata. Rima kasure pokuria baskanda. Yara bakata prakata. I will no longer live at the mercy of the devil. I will not. He shed the blood to give me life. He shed the blood to accommodate me in his presence. Give me access to his presence. Why are you finding it difficult to speak to God? Because you don't know what the blood did. Arabaka sherebokuria baskanda. Zegerebokuria baskanda yakata. Ikatagaragadagaragadagaragadagaragada. Ikregadagaragadagaragadagaragade. Yakragada broga supragadagaragadagaragada. Yerebokusagaragaragaragaragaragada. Thank you.
Yereba kuria baskanda yakata. 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 Reba ba 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 ba. Butana no blood wa bikonu ogini. Hey! Sharabaka sukete. Sharabaka sukete. Sharabaka sukete. Sharabaka sukete. Rebo po 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 po. Jagada garagada garagada. Yagaragada garagada garagada. Yagaragada garagada garagada. Father, we have spoken your word into this blood. As many as we come in contact with this blood, may all these benefits follow you. May all this benefit follow you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you take this blood and the flesh, you take life. It will flush out any disease in your body. Infirmity, rabakashakata, rejection, shame, mockery, disfavor, it will flush it out. In the mighty name of Jesus, every road blockage, Azuma kashere bokuria baskanda. Reba bo 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 bo. Every demonic orchestration, manipulation and control, may the blood of Jesus flush it out in the mighty name of Jesus. By the reason of this Holy Communion, it will bar the devil never to even look at your direction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You will receive it. I give you 5 minutes. As you receive it, begin to pray on it. Rabaka shakataka. Flow, flow. The blood of Jesus. Flow, flow. He's the blood that set me free. Let it flow. Ovarian cyst. This blood is flushing it out. Heart. Fibroid. This blood is flushing it out. Rebo koshira bakataka. Is the blood that set me free. Let it flow. Flow.
Even in your father's house, I saw what God did in people's father's house early this morning. He's reminding me, even in your father's house, do you know what the blood does? The blood, because of the blood and the name of Jesus that is born over you, it keeps the devil far away. All those demons oppressing, depressing, it will keep them far away. Every altar speaking against you, by the reason of the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice he made on the cross of Calvary, it is over. That altar is banished in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, let testimonies flow as a result of this encounter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can take. Again, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Rabakasure Bokuria Baskanda Yekete, Zagandakarabakuria Baskanda Yakata, Yekete, Kete, Krekete, Krekete, Krekete. Somebody here, you don't even know whether you ovulate or not. You are even doubting if you are ovulating. God told me, by the reason of this blood, Morocco toko 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 toko, makutuku tuku 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 tuku. Not just ovulation, but you have carried your baby. That's what I hear. It's not just to ovulate, but you have carried your baby. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, divine connection is established. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can we give our offering? Ribaka serebo kuria baskanda yakata. Maka sheke teke 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 te. It's the first Thursday in the month of April. God told us that it's our month of harvest. And you know, if you want to harvest, how you sow. Very, very intentional. Be intentional about your sowing this evening. And what you do is to even seal it up with what God has done for you. Show God appreciation. Show God appreciation. I'm carrying my babies. I'm carrying my business. I'm carrying that job. All those things you are believing God for, it has become a testimony. Therefore, appreciate him. Father, thank you. Thank you. You told us that you are taking time to praise you in the month of March, that this month is harvest. I pray all round harvest. That is what he showed me. All round harvest, including visa. That difficult visa, you will go again, they will give it to you. You will receive that visa stress free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The harvest is all round. That's what he's telling me. The harvest is all round. Don't say, Okwachineke yego mungwa, manna yego. Open your mouth and tell him whatever you want. The harvest is all round. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, I'm seeing angelic traffic. Angels of God are here. They are many. I'm seeing it all over the place. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for this definite encounter.
We give you back all the glory. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Go in peace. If you are coming for the first time, please come to this, my left-hand side. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare, whosoever that is holding what belongs to you, they lose their sleep, peace and rest until they give it back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this month of April, it is a month of celebration you will not mourn. It's a month of celebration you will not be in pain. It's a month of celebration you will not be in sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will keep you. Your going out and coming in is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. And surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us. Please, if you are worshiping with us for the first time, come by this, my left-hand side. On Thursday, we are kicking off with our follow-up. If you have not done follow-up, please, we are begging you, by 3 p.m., people are here to help you out. Do follow-up. It's very, very important. God bless you. Karabaka Shaka.